Slava Diena. This is the Lithuanian Independent Radio Program. I'm your host, Paul Tremakis. On March 11th, 1990, 25 years ago, Lithuania proclaimed its independence from the USSR, the first Soviet republic to do so. Today, we are going to be commemorating our 25-year anniversary of independence, which coincidentally falls in line with this particular radio program, which also has been in existence for 25 years. We'd like to thank Kestis Reivadis for his hard work and for setting up such an amazing legacy. And in his honor, we'd like to celebrate today 25 years on the air, as well as 25 years of freedom. And in this inaugural broadcast, we have a very special guest who has written an amazing piece of work that we're going to discuss today. His name is Kestutis Daugirdis, and he will be performing a concert, Dainu Dainelis, and also we're going to be having a discussion in regards to actually his music, his inspiration, as well as the amazing contribution he is doing to our community as a whole. But first, I'd like to make a couple of announcements, if I could. And the first one is that the Lithuanian American community is going to be holding an election, which I'm asking everyone out there to come and vote. We need your votes between May 1st and May 15th. You can vote online or mail or in person to the Lithuanian American community. Their website is www.rinkimai2015.us. That's RINKIMAI2015.us. Also tonight we have a very special performance. It's our very special guest from Lithuania has returned. Her name is Olita Dautartaitė, and she's back here in Los Angeles. She's put together pieces of her work in Los Angeles with the local actors, actresses, and musicians in the Lithuanian community. And tonight at 8 p.m. at St. Casimir Parish, which is at 2718 St. George Street, at 8 o'clock, they're going to be doing a wonderful compilation of all her previous work. Yours truly will be performing the musical accompaniment, so you definitely have to come and support our community. So let me now introduce our guest, who is doing an amazing piece of musical work. Kestutis Daugirdis is a composer, music director, and media entrepreneur living in Los Angeles. He studied choral music education at the University of Illinois and then went on to Berklee College of Music in Boston to study film music composition and piano. Today, he writes music for films, commercials, and choirs, and has a video production company, Elevant Productions. And you can find that at www.elevantproductions.com with his brother, Šarūnas. He's also the founder and musical director of Los Angelai, a Lithuanian mixed chorus in Los Angeles. Kestutis first became involved with the Lithuanian Dainų Šventės, or song festivals, in 2006 when he composed the children's song Skanu for the 300-member Festival Children's Choir. This year, he was commissioned to write the flagship piece for the 10th Lithuanian Song Festival at the UIC Pavilion in Chicago. The piece is titled Dainuojanti Revoliucija, or The Singing Revolution, celebrating the 25th anniversary of Lithuania's independence from the USSR. It's a five-movement choral cantata that traces the Lithuanian nonviolent resistance movement from 1987 to 1991. It will be performed by more than 1,500 singers gathered at the festival this July 5th in Chicago. You can learn more about his work by visiting his website at www.daugirdismusic.com. Welcome, Casey.
Hi, nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. Well, we're very excited, and we'd love to hear about your music. And so I'd like to get into the inspiration and what compelled you to write this piece.
Sure. So quickly, just a little background about what these festivals are. What we do here is an echo of what they do in Lithuania and have done in Lithuania for since the middle of the 20th century, which is gather a lot of people in one place and sing some music together. So in Lithuania, it's 15,000 singers.
15,000?
15,000 singers.
Where are all these 15,000 people coming from?
So all over Lithuania, all over the country. Basically what happens is everybody learns the music in their own communities, and then they get together into a big band shell and perform for the people of the country, for the audience out on the lawn. So that's what happens over there. And we have done our own version of that in the last 50 years. This is the 10th such festival in the U.S. And we're going to have 1,500 singers at our festival. And it happens the same way. We each learn the music of the festival in our respective cities, and then we get together and make a big, big, big mega chorus.
Wow. Very nice.
So my piece is called The Singing Revolution, mm-hmm. Which, interestingly enough, is in a way about song festivals. Oh. Because the function of these song festivals in Lithuania and the rest of the Baltics during the time that they were occupied by the Soviet Union, those song festivals were a form of protest because there were certain songs that you couldn't sing under the Soviet occupation, you know, certain patriotic things that were not allowed.
Yes.
And then nonetheless, in the crowd and in the singers, among the singers, these songs would break out.
Yes.
So singing has always been a way for Baltic people to, you know, remember who they are and to publicly and as a community declare who they are.
Yes.
Which is Lithuanians, not Soviets.
Wonderful. And I understand that your five movements actually represent those separate protests, and there are different forms throughout the years. Maybe you can mm-hmm.
so
tell us a little bit
the
about
idea
that.
For this piece, which we developed jointly with the artistic director of the festival, Darius Polikaitis, was to touch upon five historical moments in the years of 1987 through 1991, which is when the heat of the nonviolent resistance movement happened in Lithuania. So 1990, they declared their independence. By 1991, it was finished. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, our piece unfolds in five movements, mm-hmm. and each movement touches on another year, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, and another moment in that year that represents the zeitgeist of the time, the way the people felt, what they were going through on this road to independence.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about let's go through the movements. The first movement, what can you tell us a little bit about that and mm-hmm. what that represents?
So the first movement commemorates the date of the first movement is August 23rd, 1987. And that calendar date, August 23rd, had a lot of significance for the Baltic states, because it was the anniversary of what's called the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, which is it was an agreement during World War II between Stalin and Hitler. And part of that agreement basically was their determination of how they would divvy up Europe, to put it briefly.
Sure.
And so the Baltics, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia went over to the USSR as per that agreement. And so it became known as Black Ribbon Day in Lithuania. It was this dark, sad day. Every time it came around, people would remember the fact that the occupation was unjust, and that the prevailing Soviet propaganda that Lithuania invited their Soviet occupiers to liberate them from Germany, that was a lie, that was not true.
Goodness. And this first movement represents
that? So the first movement, yeah, it represents that, and it sort of has a nice sort of, it starts off prayer-like and solemn, because a lot of those first activists who first came out into the town square for the small demonstration in 87 were Catholics. The demonstration was after church. And so what you're going to hear is a sort of a solemn recollection of the injuries of the past and an invocation for Mother Mary to protect her people from above.
Wonderful. Let's listen to that first movement. Casey, I understand that you collaborate with a librettist for this work. Can you tell us a little bit about that collaboration?
Sure. So for this piece, the lyric was written by a woman in Lithuania. Her name is Rugilė Kazlauskaitė. And I met her a few years ago at when we were both counselors for a Lithuanian summer camp. And just from the few quick things that she showed me, I got a sense that she had a way with words. And also care deeply about, you know, about history.
Sure.
And was just really intelligent and really nice. And so I invited her to collaborate with me on this project. Initially, I was thinking, maybe let's get pre-existing poems and verses and you know, cobble something together. But eventually it became clear that to tell this story in the way we wanted to, which was kind of unusual because we're telling a history, but we're not giving a history lesson.
Yes.
So we need a way to touch upon this specific history, but still do it in a way that's artful and that makes you feel, in addition to, you know, to make you think.
Well, tell us a little bit about the third movement. I understand that has more of a kinesthetic aspect to it in that regard.
Yeah. So let's take it step by step. So number one movement was 1987 Small Protest. Mm-hmm. The second movement is the same calendar date, that same black ribbon, 1 year later. And at that point, there was a huge protest with hundreds of thousands of people out in the big public space in Vilnius, in the capital. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you know, the energy is much more optimistic and empowered. And then the third movement is once again 1 year later, that same calendar date, and that was the 50-year anniversary in 1989. It was the 50-year anniversary of the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, and so the Baltics together organized what's now known as the Baltic Way, which was. It was a human chain connecting the capitals of the three Baltic nations. So Lithuania, Vilnius, Latvia, Riga, and Estonia, Tallinn. So there was a continuous chain of several million people that drove out to the countryside to stand next to the road, arm in arm, continuously from Vilnius to Tallinn. So I think it was about 600 kilometers long. So it was this incredible... It was a symbol. It was what we would now call a meme, but that would trivialize it. Mm-hmm. It was this bold, vivid symbol that moved observers around the world.
A huge expression of solidarity.
Yeah. Wonderful. So the third movement is it's an expression of that. Instead of telling so much story in this movement, we are the choir repeats these sort of mantras. The Baltic Way is the way to freedom. Sort of ebbing and flowing like the Baltic Sea, which links all of the three countries together.
Beautiful.
You know, just like the links in the chain, one voice comes in, then another, and it adds and gathers power and strength So that's what you're going to hear in the third movement, which is called The Baltic Way.
All right, let's listen to that as we go into our break for our sponsors. We'd like to thank our sponsors for this program, and our very first donation to the Lithuanian Heritage Society, who has taken over the reins of the Lithuanian Independent Radio program, comes from Irene Jorate Venskus, and she gave us a generous donation of $300 to our program and to our nonprofit organization in memory of Jozis Venskus Venskus and his three-year anniversary from when he passed away, which was on St. Joseph's feast day, March 19th. Jozis was a constant supporter of Lithuanian radio, and we really thank Irene for this beautiful and generous donation. Also, we want to give special thanks to the board of directors of Tautinė Namai, American Lithuanian National Center, who gave us the very first donation of $1,000 for use and use of their hall. Again, the Lithuanian Heritage Society is indebted to them for giving us this great jump start. Also, we had a very nice donation from Žibutė Brinkus and also from Vilmantas Šulnius with Labas Market, who has put in hours of volunteer work and putting together our Facebook page. If everyone would go to Facebook and give us a like to the Lithuanian Heritage Society and for this radio program. And if anyone out there has any suggestions on any people that you'd like for us to profile and to interview of Lithuanian descent, of course, if, at least if it's in their lineage, please send us your suggestions. And if we choose who you have or be able to book who you have suggested, we'll invite you down here to the studio during that interview. So please go to Lithuanian Heritage Society on Facebook. Now we're back here with Kęstutis, and we were talking about the five movement piece that he's doing for Dainu Šventė, and I'd like to continue that conversation now. Casey, can you tell us a little bit more now about the last two movements?
Sure. So after we go around the yearly clock three times in the first three movements, we reach the date of independence, March 11th, 1990, which we just celebrated recently, which was the official date. The piece that we decided to write was, it had a bit of that official majesty, but we wanted to reflect on what does a normal average person feel when they wake up in the morning on that date? You know, you have this sort of feeling of a new morning dawning, but it sort of has this fragility. After all, it's just a declaration, which we all know that declarations in times of war may have teeth, may have power, may not, but everything is still up in the air. Mm-hmm. So we get this moment of joy, and then things kind of become foreboding and ominous again to foreshadow the events of the final movement, which is commemorates the date of January 13th, 1991. And that's what the fifth movement is about. It's about, after this declaration of independence, the Russians said, nah, no, you're not going to be independent. And they decided to, send in their tanks to take over the communications infrastructure, to take over parliament. And so this all happened on this one night in the middle of winter, and the people of the country flooded the streets, and there was this massive nonviolent protest. The people encircled the TV tower. People stood in front of the parliament building, you know, chanting, singing songs. And it was a tragic night. 14 people died. Mm. And so this fifth movement, it has that fire and brimstone of guns and tanks. And then after that moment to tell that story, we take it down into a sort of prayerful mantra of let's believe, the choir sings. And over the top of that, what we're going to hear is Vytautas Landsbergis, who is the prime minister for the first elected leader of the country, addressing his people that night on TV, you know, basically saying, let's believe in each other, let's believe in this country. And even if the night has fallen, it won't be long. Morning is coming, not just for us, but for many. It may be that we're the first to go through this, but freedom is dawning everywhere. We believe that we can overcome this and we will prevail.
Rejoice.
So that's what we're going to hear is the choir singing in the background, and then the voice, the historical recording of the voice of Vytautas Landsbergis.
Great. Let's take a moment to listen.
Lietuva, tikėsime vieni kitais ir net jeigu užeis naktis, ji nebebus ilga, ateina laisvės rytas, mums ir ne tik tai mums. Gali būt, kad mums teko istorinė garbė, gali būt, kad mums teks būti pirmiems. Tegu bus taip, kaip norėjo viešpats, tegu bus taip, kaip lemia mūsų valia, mūsų pasirinkimas. Aš tikiu, kad pragaro jėga ir blogis turės pasitraukti. Esame kartu su jumis. Tikime,
beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
So at the festival, you'll hear that with more than just my voice.
How does that feel?
That's what we have on that recording is my demo doing the vocals and doing the piano. There's going to be, like we mentioned, 1,500 singers and a big orchestral ensemble of a 40-piece concert band. So I'm really excited for that moment.
Oh, that's wonderful. How do you feel? How do you feel now that you're able to finally hear your creative work being performed live? I know you're rehearsing right now currently with the Los Angeles Choir that you've put together. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how that process is going?
Sure. So there was not a group in existence that would be going to this coming festival in Chicago, and so I decided to start one. I wanted to give people from this community a chance to be a part of it. And we've been rehearsing since September, October, and we're going to be putting on a concert locally for the Los Angeles community on April 19th, which is a Sunday next month, with a lot of the music from that will be performed at the big festival in Chicago. So we're going to give Los Angeles a taste, and my piece will be part of that.
Right. And that is when?
It's April 19th, which is a Sunday. It's going to be 1:15 in the afternoon.
At the St. Casimir Church. Okay.
At the church.
Oh, at the actual church. Oh, yeah, that's going to be absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Oh, we definitely have to see that. That's amazing.
So yeah, it's been a fun experience to mold and sculpt and build the music for the concert together with the people involved. We've got about 30 singers in the choir, so.
Beautiful. I guess we're running out of time here, but I just wanted to ask one final question, and that is, what do you wish to say to all of the Lithuanian Americans and Lithuanians that are listening to you? What is it that you would like to see as kind of a part of this wonderful work that you're doing, and maybe in your eyes, what you see as something that you feel would be your hope and your dreams come to fruition?
Well, I think we all have experienced that music is a way to access a different part of ourselves. And when we hear somebody else's music, we access and connect with a different part of them. So for the people performing my piece and for the people listening, I hope that it's an opportunity for you to identify with, to emphasize with the people who went through that freedom struggle 25 years ago. And to maybe get an appreciation for it from a different part of your soul than the part we get in Lithuanian Saturday school history lessons. Yes. So I hope both our listeners and the people performing it will reconnect with their past and remember it, especially going forward in history, because we all know that it's not the last freedom struggle that will ever be waged.
Aču labai, Kęstutis. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is
my
wonderful.
Pleasure.
We're looking forward to your performance.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening to Lithuanian Independent Radio. I wanted to make a very quick announcement. The Baltic American Freedom League is also involved with a fight for Ukraine's sovereignty and independence. You can contact them through Angela Nelsis at 714-526-3648, and please also visit us at Lithuanian Heritage Society on Facebook. Give us a like, give us your suggestions. Thank you for listening. This is Paul Tremakis. Aču labai.